It's 12:15. This is Observer Radio News. I'm Nadia Prasad. It's 14 degrees and sunny outside our East York studios. And now for today's news. Today is the last day to buy prepaid purchases before the looming HST hits. The harmonized sales tax will add a whopping 13% tax to purchases used after July 1st. The HST combines the 8% federal GST and the 5% provincial PST. Prices go up for things like domestic travel, gas, gym fees, cigarettes, and museum memberships after today. Premier Dalton McGuinty expects the HST will create over 500,000 jobs and will invest $47 billion into local businesses. After derailing, Transit City is once again on track. The province said it will once again fund all projects, but they will now take 10 years to complete instead of 8. They will only pay $4 billion instead of the $9.6 billion the city was looking for. The province announced it will add the transit project to their budget to create a savings of $4 billion over the next 5 years, and Metrolinx is hoping to work directly with the city and TTC to develop plans to improve public transit. And the massive oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico is quickly threatening Louisiana's wetlands. The upcoming weekend weather is only going to make things worse. The National Weather Service predicts high tides and a thunderstorm will push the oil deeper into the southeast, affecting countless animals in the area. The oil spill is from a blown-out well a kilometer underwater that exploded last week. It's spewing over 200,000 gallons of oil a day, 5 times more than officials expected. President Barack Obama announced delays on new offshore oil drilling until a review has been conducted. And in sports tonight, in the second round of hockey playoffs, the San Jose Sharks ended its 4 straight home losses in series openers by crushing the Detroit Red Wings 4-3. The Sharks scored a goal after a minute into the first period and followed it by 2 more. The first period burst of energy worked in San Jose's favor. The Red Wings opened round 2 after beating Phoenix in Game 7 less than 48 hours ago. Game 2 is this Sunday in San Jose. And the Blue Jays beat the Oakland Athletics 6-3 last night. Blue Jays catcher John Buck was the man to beat last night. His career first saw him hitting 3 home runs. It was the 15th time it was done by a Blue Jay and the 3rd time by a catcher. The good news came after Toronto's 5-game losing streak. We'll see if Toronto can keep the momentum going tonight against Oakland. The Phoenix Suns beat the Portland Trail Blazers 99-90 in Game 6 last night. It's the first time the Suns have made it to the second round playoffs since 2007, when they beat the Los Angeles Lakers, but lost to the San Antonio Spurs. It's a matchup that will see Phoenix battling the Spurs again Monday night. The Spurs beat the Dallas Mavericks 97-87 last night. And in entertainment, Evan Lysak, who had been considered one of the favorites on Dancing with the Stars, stumbled a bit on Monday's episode. He and pro partner Anna Trebunskaya performed the samba, but none of the judges were thrilled with it. Lysak earned a 21, his lowest score of the season. Judge Len Goodman had some harsh words for the skater.
Well, I don't want to be nasty, Evan. You know that. I haven't got a nasty bone in my body. It's the truth. It was your worst dance. It was far too balletic. It's a carnival dance and it was a ballet dance. It didn't suit you. Everyone comes up against one dance that really doesn't suit them. This was yours.
Actress Pamela Anderson and her pro partner Damian Whitewood scored a 22 for their Argentine tango. And Conan O'Brien at NBC is again making headlines, this time on 60 Minutes. O'Brien said he left the network because the relationship was toxic and wasn't sure the people at NBC wanted him there. O'Brien hasn't spoken out against NBC since the late-night fiasco, which saw Jay Leno returning to the popular show after leaving The Tonight Show for his own show. NBC blamed low ratings for both shows for the mix-up. The former network star is set to launch his own talk show on TBS this November. The interview airs Sunday night on CBS. And that's Observer Radio News. For more news, check out our website at torontoobserver.ca. I'm Nadia Prasad.